4. Ask a Lawyer with Ian Sneddon from our friends over at Cohen Hiley LLP joins us to basically give you some free legal advice. And you can send in your questions to us at 519-643-1039. You can DM us. You can do whatever you want here. Yep. And we've got a few actually lined up. Ian, are you ready to go?
I am ready.
Okay.
Some of these were from people that messaged us at the end of our last segment, and we've saved them for this morning. So hopefully they are listening today. We'll start with the first question. It says, my young child does not want to see their dad anymore and has told their doctor this, but unfortunately they are under the age of 10 years old. Are they allowed to decide whether or not to see a parent anymore?
So the age is a little young. And I do get asked this question a lot as, you know, what age can you decide whether you see a parent or decide where whether, you know, live with dad or mom? And there is no age that's in the legislation, because I have a lot of people say, oh, it's 12, isn't it? No, there is no age. Oh. It depends on the maturity of the child. And as you can imagine, some 12-year-olds are more mature than others. So what the... What the legislation says is that the wishes and preferences of a child are to be taken into account, but a three-year-old's wishes and preferences aren't going to matter, and a 16-year-old's are going to be pretty much absolute. The court would start from the premise that, like, why does the child not want to see a parent?
Okay.
Because generally speaking, the view is, kids benefit from seeing both parents. So there has to be a really good reason as to why a child doesn't want to see a parent. And sometimes that exists, but then sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes one parent talks badly about another parent, and, you know, it's called alienation. But not that I'm suggesting that happens here, but it really comes down to what is the reason why the child doesn't want to see the other parent. You know, was the parent abusive? Well, obviously, then that's a good reason not to want to see that parent. If it's because they weren't allowed ice cream, you know, at night, at midnight, then that's not considered a good reason.
You're not mad. You're just disappointed at that point, right, Ian?
Wow.
Right.
Okay, so hopefully that was helpful for that question this morning. We have another one that says, my daughter has been living with me for the last 3 years. We're now trying to get support changed. Her mother says that she has lived with her, did online during the pandemic. The mother now lives an hour away. Daughter went to school in my district as well as worked a student job between 2021 and the end of 2022. How do I prove that she's been with me for over 40% of the time? It's been 15 years that we've been going on and off throughout this battle.
Wow. So there's a couple things there. First, as far as the proof goes, you know, it's a matter of evidence. So if the child has at school listed the caller's home as the main residence, that's going to be some evidence that that's where the child resides.
Okay.
But you raise an interesting issue that a lot of people ask about, and about 40%. So the magic number 40% comes from the legislation, so that a judge does not have any jurisdiction to reduce the amount of child support that's payable if a child resides less than 40% with a parent.
Oh.
If a child resides 40% or more, then there is some discretion, and the starting point is as if both parents pay child support to each other. So if one had to pay, you know, $500 in child support a month, and the other had to pay $300 per month in child support, then the offset would be $200 a month that's paid. And then how you prove the 40% is tricky. It really depends on the judge. So there's a case that from the Court of Appeal that's quite dated, but it said you count days. More recent case law supports that you count hours. So if a child's at school, who's responsible for that child in school? But sleeping hours definitely count as well.
Right.
So it's, you know, it's a matter of fact and looking into it. There's actually one judge who said the fairest way is count how many meals, because that's a real objective criteria or fact that you'd look at to see whether it's over 40%. So there is no definitive answer. but it seems to be leaning towards counting hours of whether you're over 40% or not.